This is the Crow with No Mouth radio program, Small and Significant, broadcasting from beautiful Stillwater, Minnesota. I am your host, Jesse Gowen. I've written about experimental music for a variety of electronic and print journals, including Paris Transatlantic, The Wire, Dusted, Compost and Height, and since 2010, my blog, Crow with No Mouth. From 2011 to the present, operating as Crow with No Mouth Promotions, I have curated a concert series in the Twin Cities, presenting music seldom heard in the Midwest, principally electroacoustic, composition and improvisation, noise, and other music of consequence. To date, the Crow Concert Series has presented 96 musicians from 13 countries in 42 concerts. The majority of these events presented musicians in their Minnesota debut, including Keith Rowe, Michael Pizarro, Jörg Frey, Hong Chul Ki, Olivia Block, Vanessa Rossetto, Tatuzi Akiyama, Toshimaru Nakamura, Nate Woolley, Reinier Van Hoot, and many others. You can find my music writing and information about the Crow with No Mouth concert series by visiting crowwithnomouth.com. If you wish, you can respond to this program via my blog or on my Facebook page, Crow with No Mouth Promotions. This episode of the Crow with No Mouth radio podcast features two composers associated with the Von de Weiser Composer Collective, Eva Maria Huben and Anastasis Philippakopoulos. You'll hear a few works by each composer, centered around their composing for solo flutes and recorders, as well as pieces for flute and organ, and solo bass clarinet. When I was thinking of putting this program together, the selections you'll hear came together virtually whole cloth. I hear in Eva Maria and Anastasi's work a remarkable affinity between the monodies of Anastasi's solo pieces and the nearly nothing sensibility that's at play in Eva Maria's work. We have time in this episode for five pieces, two by Ms. Huben and the balance from Anastasi's. The five pieces are sequenced so as to alternate between the composers. First up is Song 2 for flute, composed by Anastasis in 2008, followed by a piece entitled Coming to an End, composed by Eva Maria in 2013. Please note that there are considerable silences within the pieces. There's no need to check your playback device. You heard Song 2 by composer Anastasis Philippakopoulos, and Coming to an End, a piece for flute and organ by Eva Maria Hoban. Please refer to my website and the podcast site for information about the individual musicians involved in these lovely realizations of their pieces. Incidentally, your host is recovering after a couple of weeks of illness. It's likely detectable in my voice. I apologize, and my remarks will be limited in this program, as much as I can amplify greatly given my regard for these two fantastic composers. Several days ago, the composer, Antoine Boyger, shared an article that's very interesting. I'm midway through. I found something that I wanted to share from it that I think really is apposite to any discussion about Vondelweiser composers generally, and the two you're listening to in this program. The piece is by an author, Ryan Dohoney, at Northwestern University, a musicologist. Very interesting article, as I said. It's entitled Spontaneity, Intimacy, and Friendship in Morton Feldman's Music of the 1950s. I found these sentences striking and apposite for this broadcast. They're taken from a 1952 composition sketchbook of Morton Feldman's. And he wrote, "Yet one could think of each sound as a movement of a sensibility, and in a Proustian way investigate its countless juxtapositions for experience. But to see things as they are requires a vision of style, which transcends detail and becomes the now moment, the experience rather than the fruit of experience. There is so much that conditions and shapes ourselves. My desire is to find what in myself can recreate myself as to alienation in my art as well as life. One thing is certain, I must move, I must act regarding the action." This is Anastasis' piece for solo bass clarinet, Onesia, composed in 2002, just about the time that he joined the Vondelweiser Collective.
Thank you.
That was Onesia, a lovely composition for solo bass clarinet by Anastasis Philippakopoulos, composed in 2002. We'll hear two more pieces. A Slumber, composed in 2013 by Eva Maria Hoban, and Song 6 for solo flute, composed in 2010 by Anastasis. I began by saying, thinking about this programming and sequencing of pieces by Ms. Hoban and Anastasis, that there's such a strong affinity between their two musical worlds, between the monodies and the nearly nothing. And for these final two pieces, I've left the smallest of gaps between the conclusion of Eva Maria's A Slumber and Anastasis' introductory notes heard in his piece, Song 6. It's seamless. Thank you. For more information about the composers Eva Maria Huben and Anastasis Philippakopoulos, visit www.vondelweiser.de. You can find my writing and concert series information at growwithnomouth.com. We're going to finish the program with music from Gesualdo. This program is dedicated to the Venezuelan composer and my friend Gil Sanson. Thank you.